Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. Well, the legislature was back in Harrisburg this week trying to get budget progress made. I wouldn't say that it got that far. What is the latest on the state budget, and what are you hoping to see?
Well, it was a very busy week in Harrisburg. We considered a number of pieces of legislation. The top priority for the month is to complete the state budget, and that's certainly what I'm pushing for. We need to have a completed state budget on time by the end of the month, and I'm continuing to push for an on-time, fiscally responsible budget. That's been a challenge for us because, of course, Governor Shapiro and his allies are pushing to spend more money than what we're actually bringing in. So we continue to push back and say we shouldn't be spending more money than what we're bringing in. We need to be responsible with the taxpayer dollars, and that's what I'm going to continue pushing for. And hopefully we will have a final budget by the end of the month.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is good news. You had some folks come down from your district to visit you in Harrisburg, the Potter County 4-H folks. What did they get to see, and how did that go?
Well, it's always great to have local folks come down to the state capitol, and I had the opportunity this week to meet with the members of the Potter County 4-H who stopped by my capitol office to talk about state government and certainly about our Commonwealth's rich history. It's a learning experience for our 4-H students. I met with Dana Williams, a senior at Oswego Valley High School, and Bailey Hazel, a junior at Northern Potter High School. I also met with their leaders, with Thankful Batterson, who is a 4-H leader, and Spencer G., an extension educator in Potter County. So I want to thank them for traveling to the Capitol, and it was great to meet with them.
In other Potter County news, I understand that there's a town hall coming up. What are we going to be discussing there?
The Potter County commissioners are hosting a Tropical Storm Debbie town hall meeting on June 25th at the Northern Potter School District's Children's School. This is an opportunity to gather feedback to help strengthen the community's preparedness. Attendees are invited to share what worked well, what challenges were faced, and any ideas they have to improve future response. Again, the event is going to be held on Thursday, June 25th, starting at 6:30 p.m. at the Northern Potter School District's Children's School. So it's an opportunity for folks to come out to that very important event.
Speaking of opportunities, there's a career fair coming up in Port Allegheny. Where and when can folks come out and try to get a job?
Well, this is also a very important event. The Pennsylvania Career Link is hosting a career and resource fair on Friday, June 26th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the Port Allegheny Town Square. It's an opportunity to meet with over 80 employers, and there will be resources there from 7 counties and 2 states. Veteran services will be on site. It's an opportunity for first-time job seekers or those who are looking for a career change. So come out to the Port Allegheny Town Square on Friday, June 26th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Also, Representative, you have some senior expos coming up. You do this every summer. Where and when?
Well, I'm looking forward to hosting another series of senior expos to provide information for senior citizens and their families. And this year, the first expo this year will be held on Friday, August 7th at the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford. And that'll be held from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Our second expo will be held in Kane at the Kane Community Center on Friday, September 11th. And our third expo will be held on Friday, October 9th at the Rowlett Fire Hall. So 3 opportunities to come out to this year's Senior Expo and gather important information about programs and services available for seniors.
And finally, Representative, good news. Hunting licenses soon to be available. That means doe tags as well. How do folks get a hold of one?
Well, the first day to purchase your 26-27 Pennsylvania hunting and trapping license, as well as resident antlerless licenses for all wildlife management units, is Monday, June 22nd. And like last year, resident hunters are guaranteed an antlerless license during the first round as long as they are purchased prior to July 13th. There's more information available at huntfishpa.gov.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.